When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, namaste, bitches. It's Teresa Giudice, and I'm here with my co-host, Melissa Feaster.
I just want to shimmy as my intro. Just like, shimmy, what's up? I'm here.
You're wearing purple, and I guess it's sunny there.
Oh, Teresa. I can't, if I flip it, my whole thing will be fucked up. But, like, I'm staring at the ocean. It's sunny. It's bright. It's beautiful.
How many degrees there today?
I don't even want to tell you because you're going to get pissed.
Well, I'll be there next Tuesday.
Okay.
What?
And I'm going to send you the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Hi, guys. Sorry. The intro, I see Teresa. We got the music. I just want to shimmy.
Yeah, shimmy, I'm trying to see the degrees here today.
It's 71, I think, right now.
70? Okay. Oh, my! I pulled up Miami. Let's see. Hold on. I don't know what it's here. It's not 71. It's definitely not 71 here. Oh, 42.
Ooh.
It's 42.
Ouch. That hurts.
Yeah. 42.
That hurts. I'm so happy to see you. Oh my gosh. Guess what?
What?
Before we get into it. So this morning.
Yes.
Teresa, I was having this conversation with this girl, and actually we've gotten DMs about it in like similar ways. This girl was like, my husband will, and she's been married forever. She's like, my husband will get a job and then he'll get more money and he'll make more money. And then he'll buy like a nicer car. And she's like, but then it's like, but we got to make more. And I want, because Adam has a nicer car, I want that. And she's like, I feel like, you know, we have these kids, we have this marriage, we've been together. And like, he just, all he focuses on is like keeping up, quote, keeping up with like the Joneses.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are like that. That's so funny. My, I'll never forget that saying. When I first got sentenced.
Yeah.
The judge said that to me.
Said what?
She's like, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. And I was like, yeah, that's very triggering for me because I wasn't trying to keep up with the Joneses. And I guess it was her perception of me from being on TV. So, but that, I don't like that, that saying, cause it's obviously you just said it. So it is triggering for me.
Well, yeah, it's just crazy because like, especially here, Teresa,
yeah,
I'm in Manhattan Beach, you know, it's a very, very, very wealthy area. And you know me, I don't give a shit about any of that stuff. But I see people who are like, it's not even like who you are. It's like what, how big is your ring? What car do you drive? What house do you live in? And it's just like so not my, like, listen, I love living here. Look, I'm looking at the ocean right now. It's November. It's almost Thanksgiving. I'm staring at the ocean. I'm wearing a tank top. It's warm, but like that, keeping up with
are you friends with the, are you friends with the neighbors?
I mean, some, like a couple across the street and stuff, like the kids go to school. Yeah, I mean, it's like a safe, nice neighborhood. The kids go to school with each other. Like, I don't go over and like bring them like cookies and shit.
No, but that's how you meet people usually. Yeah. When your kids are young, because you know, I mean, like, you know, your kids grow up together. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You're going to start meeting a lot of parents because you just, that's a new area you moved into, or no, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's new. It's new.
How far was it from your other area?
Like 20 minutes, but it's like a completely different neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So now is the time like for you to build, you know, amazing friendships and you can, you know, carry it on until the kids get older. I mean, that's what I did with Adriana, Gia, Gabrielle, you know, each one of my daughters, like, you know, I had some, oh my God, Adriana's best friend. They met at preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm still friends with her. Her name's Dana. That's how I met Louie, through
the
Dana.
The mom. Yeah. Yes.
Gia, I'm trying to see if there's any, I would say, so Dana is she's the closest I'm with, meaning as one of my closest friends is Adriana's mom. Gia, you know, there's some moms that I know, but I'm not super close with them.
Right.
Gabriella, same thing. No.
Yeah, you like meet your community.
Yes. And Melania, like Melania has a, you know, she's close best friends from when they started preschool, elementary school. And she's still best friends with them. And I, you know, of course I'm, you know, I communicate with the moms. Like we take the girls out together.
Yeah.
But my closest friend is Adriana's,
from growing
best
up.
Friend's mom. Yes. Yes.
I mean, I get it. And I met a lot of great people from the community already, but like, again, just the overall attitude, wherever it is here, where you are, just the, I need more. It's like when, and that's what I was talking to my friend about. I said to her, do you ever say to your husband, when is enough enough? Like, when do you feel happy?
The thing is, if he does well with his job and he wants to buy toys for himself, who cares? Let him. I mean, I'm, you know, like she shouldn't be bothered by that. And if he's working and he's a go-getter and he wants to get things, what's wrong with that? I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, she should just, you know, if it makes her husband happy, it should make her happy. You know, I mean, she really shouldn't complain about it. I mean,
but that's what she's saying. She's like, he doesn't ever feel happy because once he wants X, once he gets X, it's like, he can't just sit and be like, ah, like this is great. Then he wants Y. Then he gets to Y and he wants Z.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, I like a husband that way. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, unless she should have a conversation with her husband and be like, are you happy?
Yeah. And are you ever, when is enough enough? Are you ever happy?
I mean, does she see that he's unhappy?
Yes. Because he'll get somewhere and then he'll be like,
then he needs a therapist. I want this. I don't know. Then he's there. Maybe, you know.
Yeah. It's just like the overall, listen, you and me are the exact same. We work our balls off, right? It's like, we got to work. That's
right. I do like nice things. I'm not going to lie. Do I try to keep up with the Joneses? Not at all. I keep up with Teresa Giudice, you know, right, with my lifestyle. You know, Louis and I, we do what we, you know, what we enjoy. You know, I'm 50 years old. Like I do, you know, I do what makes me happy, you know?
You do you.
Always. I've always done me. Yeah. So even when I got sentenced, when I was like, whatever, 40 something, like I know, but like some, you know, sometimes people's perception is wrong, you know? But I mean, I know that does happen in a lot of communities. People try to keep up with the Joneses. That does happen. I mean, I see it a lot.
And then you spend more. It's like the saying, it's like, don't spend more than you make because then you're going to get in trouble.
Usually that's the way it goes. And if people
go like that.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. If they do that, that's on them because they have to pay the bills at the end of the month, you know?
It's just like, I feel like it's a fine line because you and I are the same. We're always working and we want to like better ourselves and get to the next step and then get to the next step. But like, you have to appreciate it along the way. And I guess that's where people, I feel what I see, they miss it. They're so focused on getting to the end that they're not enjoying the ride.
I mean, that's the thing. You should always be in the moment. Yes. I mean, I see sayings. I post on my Instagram, always sayings that resonate with what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, you know, that day or that month or whatever. But everyone should always live in the moment, the moment. And, you know, and appreciate every day, be grateful, be thankful because you never know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Totally.
And that's it. I mean, that's what
I think. You know, that's a good, it's like, just enjoy. Like you can want more. That's good. We can always be smarter. We can always be more educated. We can always be like whatever it is, but in the process, you got to just like live in it and like enjoy what you have and be thankful. Like you said, be grateful, like I'm blessed. Thank you for like every night before bed. I tell my kids, we're so grateful, thankful, lucky, and blessed. And I'm like, you never forget that.
Yes.
Like toys, who gives a shit? Like all this stuff can be gone and like you got to be happy with what you have. And I think that's where people miss it because, again, they're so focused on getting to where they want to be that they forget where they are right now.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, I guess, it was like, I mean, that woman should really talk to her husband and be like, you know, like, you know, she should really communicate with her husband and be like, you know, what, you know, what's missing, you know, am I doing something wrong? Like what's, you know, yeah. Cause sometimes maybe he's drowning in that because he's missing something else, you know?
Right. Well, and I think that's it too. Communication. How many people, how many friends, how many married people, how many people in relationships, whatever it is, a marriage, a mother, a friend. It's like the communication, right? It's like you see it one way, they might see it one way, and the communication gets like crisscrossed and fucked up in the translation. And I think communication is just so key to everything.
It is. And listening, like, you know, listening. Yeah. You have to always listen to your partner and see what they're saying because that you could be missing something there, you know?
What's the biggest thing, like when you guys, that you and Louis have, that's like a miss, like you always like I know with Josh, we try to, you know, say to the kids a certain way instead of like, you know, when you have children, it can be easy to be like, no. And we really consciously every single day work on like staying calm, you know, because everybody gets stressed and it's easy to pop off at a kid, at a, like a partner or whatever. But like staying calm and saying it in a better way. Like, hey, Logue, I would really love if you didn't da, da, da. And Josh and I catch each other in the moment and he's like, that's nagging. And then he gets more frustrated when he's already frustrated. And I'm not trying to nag. I'm just trying to like, let's say it in this way. Let's be on the same team and say, have the same message to the kids. But he feels sometimes when he's already stressed that now it's like a pile on because I'm nagging him about it. And like, that's a big miss in communication with us.
Yeah. When the kids are little, it's like hard. I mean, our kids are older.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, you know, it's different. I mean, I'm trying to think, we want, Melania.
Is there anything that you're always like trying to say and you feel like, yo, I'm not saying it this way, but you're taking it this way.
I mean, with Melania, she's the only one that goes from 0 to 100 really quick.
Yeah.
So we keep saying like, she's the one that we have to like, keep, you know, speaking to and letting her know, like, you don't have to do that. Like, you know, talk softly, talk calmly, you know? And like, I used to be like Melania, like really quick and be, and go and do that. So it's like,
come on. No, you didn't.
Yeah. So Louis and I are trying to, we were talking about that this morning. He's like, you have to just, you know, say it in a different way to Melania. Cause like, yeah. Cause there's no need to yell, you know, we don't need to yell. Like, it's like, we're at that point in our life, like no yelling, you know, you get your point across without yelling, you know, like you don't need to yell, you know? So, and I don't know if that's like the Italian way, so, you know, but yeah.
I think it's the every way. When you just get frustrated, that's your first go-to. You want to like go, you're heated.
Yeah, I mean, like, snap. Yeah, she snaps at, you know, her sisters sometimes. And it's like, yeah, you don't just relax.
Take a breath.
Yes.
Namaste.
Yeah, like Gabriella and Adriana are so different. Gia and Melania are more like that.
They're more like you.
Yes. And, so it's that. It's so crazy. Like, I have four kids and like two of them are this alike and the other two are alike.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You can have the same parents, the same upbringing, and one is this way and one. I think about that every day. Like, is
Little Louis is very calm. I would say he's like Gabrielle and Adriana.
Where do you think they got the calmness?
And Nicholas, of course, the sweetest, you know? So
where do you think Gabriella and Adriana got the calm from? Joe?
I mean, I have to say Joe is very calm. Like, you know, he, like when we used to be married, he never yelled. Yeah. He didn't, like, my kids didn't grow up with yelling in the house even. And then Louis even calmer.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe would speak and curse, but not at me. Just the way he talked, like he would curse when he talked. And I remember
shut the fuck up.
not to me, just like always when he talks, he uses the fuck word a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. Like if you talk to Joe, have a conversation with Joe, he curses a lot. And my father hated that. He like, you know, you could have a conversation without cursing, you know? And it's so funny. My dad used to always say, I like a Joe. I hate the way he talk. He don't, you know? Yeah. He's the kid. Why he always got a curse? And I used to laugh. And it's so funny. And when I was asking my parents the type of guy to send me, I said, send me a guy that's everything you ever wanted for me and more. And, you know, a guy that that speaks so sweet to me, that doesn't curse. Like everything that my dad used to always say that he didn't like. That's the only thing he didn't like about Joe, like the way he spoke and he cursed. But
so
not
your parents didn't swear?
No, my parents did not swear. No.
Even your mom, when she would get a little feisty?
Yeah, no. I mean, they were like playing around. But yeah, no, my parents did not curse. No cursing in the house. And I was going to say, Louis doesn't curse. He doesn't. Like, he does not. Like, if anything, when I get mad, I'll curse. But like not, you know, like in a conversation.
Yeah.
But like he doesn't curse. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I need to work on that. I just like, I have a mouth. I don't know what to say. I grew up playing
sports.
And tell
you, I don't like that either. Like, you know, I try not to curse either, especially in the house, because I don't want the kids to hear that.
I know.
Cause, you know, because obviously if I curse, then, you know, don't curse, you know. They're like, oh, you did it, mom, you know. So that's why I try not to, you know.
Do the kids swear?
Yeah, I mean, Melania, I'm sure she's, you know, like she does here
and
there.
She's got the mouth.
Yeah, I would say, like, she just pops, comes to my mind right away. Like, you know, if she's getting mad or whatever. And I'm like, stop the cursing, you know? And, like, I think I heard Adriana, like, on the phone, like, in her room. And I'm like, Adriana, I'm like, did I just hear you say a bad word? And she's like, oh my God, mom, sorry. You know, like, cause I never hear her cursing. So it was just so cute. And cause like, she still is like that with me, like, you know, and like, you know, bashful and like, she won't curse in front of me, which I love. Like, I want her to have that respect. You know,
see, I feel like Viv is like Melania already. And she's only freaking 4. No, because listen, and I'm screwed. I clearly have a mouth. Everybody knows it. I played sports my whole life. I would be on the court and I would be talking shit. Like, you can't go. I remember getting my first technical.
Try to train her now while she's young to not do it.
Like, well, of course. It's not like, yeah. I want her going around telling like
my,
people to fuck
my
off.
My father used to always say you could bend the tree when it's young, not when once it grows up. Like once it's it's grown, you can't bend that tree anymore. But you could bend it as it's growing up, you know?
I mean, I watch it. It's in me. It's part of my DNA. Like, and here's the thing. I always said that I could talk shit on the court because I could back it up because I was really good. Like, I wouldn't run my mouth if I couldn't back it up. So I ran my mouth a lot. I remember in 7th grade, I got my first technical.
Yeah, Melania reminds me of Joe, the way she speaks. Yeah.
Yeah, because she'll have the mouth. So Vivi, listen, we don't talk about swearing. And we know it's not good. And Vivi sometimes, like from across when she's eating, she'll look at me and go like this. Like to screw with me. You guys, you can't, unless you're watching the video, which you should go watch it on YouTube, Herd@Media. Thank you very much. She'll mouth fucking. And when she's like, make sure I'm staring at her and she'll mouth it. She won't say it. She'll just go.
Well, you know what I did when Melania was little? I put soap in her mouth.
What?
I got a bar soap and I grinded it in her teeth, on her bottom teeth.
And then what?
No, because if you want to teach
Melania?
Her a lesson. Yeah, I did it to Melania.
Okay, only, note to self. That doesn't do shit, clearly.
Only to Melania. Well, no, I mean, listen, she's good, you know. I'm saying she's the only one that gave me a little struggle, but thank God it was nothing much, you know, because we're good. She's a senior in high school. She's amazing.
She's incredible.
She just ED'd to I'm not going to tell you which college. And when she gets in, I'll let you know if she gets in. Yeah, she applied to 13 colleges.
What?
Yeah, 13 colleges. So she got accepted to a few already. Alabama. Oh. She got accepted to Michigan State.
Ew.
Alabama, yeah, but she's not going to go there. Alabama, Michigan State.
Alabama's good.
And one more.
The Ohio State?
No, I don't think she applied there.
Oh, boo.
Oh, that they're playing them on Friday.
It's the biggest game. I'm happy that you knew that.
Yes.
It is the biggest game of – I was literally going to post something. It's the biggest game of
– So Gabriella's coming home today. Her and G are coming home today from the Bahamas. And then she's leaving Friday for the game.
You can't miss it.
Yeah, so she's coming.
Josh asked, he's like, yo, I have some clients going. Do you want to go to the game? Because I haven't been to a Buckeyes game yet. I try to go to one or two every year. And I'm missing it. I'm missing it being like there mix.
No, thank you. I would not want to be there with all those people.
So he's like, do you want to go this weekend? And this is how much I don't like shit again. I can't go. I cannot physically be in that stadium. As much of a Buckeye fan as I am, I can't be surrounded by the 80, 90, 100,000 blue. I can't.
Oh my God.
It's a big game. It's like, you know what it's called, Teresa?
What?
Do you know what this week is called?
What is it called?
Hate week.
Hate week?
It's all for everybody. So like there's different divisions, like Michigan and Ohio State are in the Big Ten. There's the SEC. And obviously in each division, there are rivals. So it's the Ohio State and Michigan. And there's Bama in this and different divisions. So across the board for all of college football, it's called Hate Week because this is the week that everyone plays their rivals.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Okay.
So yeah, Hate Week.
I guess Josh loves that you're so into sports, right? Oh. Does he love that? Yeah, see, Louis's really not into sports.
I know he's not.
Yeah, and saying either am I. Like, I mean, growing up, like, you know, our house, we used to watch a lot of football and soccer. But yeah, that's it. Our house is more soccer, I would say.
Soccer's good, though, too. The crazy thing is it's like literally the biggest, most popular sport in the world because every other country, except for really the States, is into it.
Yeah.
Like if you talk about like perspective here, let's say.
Not a lot of people, like Europe doesn't have football. You're right.
Everything is soccer. Right. So like to put in perspective, LeBron James, even though you don't know sports, you know LeBron James.
Yeah.
Let's say, and these numbers are not right, but let's just say LeBron has 70 million followers on Instagram. A soccer player that's big in the world will have like 300 million.
Damn.
It's if you look at it, it's insane how big soccer is.
Yeah.
It's just not here.
Right. Yeah. No, I do love soccer. I do.
God, what's going on? Look, I can't even start talking when I freaking talk about Hate Week. See, Michigan, the hate is in me. Now it's like brewing out.
Oh, I loved it. I love your mug.
Look, I got you one. Did you not get it yet?
Yeah, no, I didn't get it. I love that mug.
Remember, I sent it to you with the Buddha journal.
I didn't get that mug.
Okay, I'll look at Amazon. I'll relook and I'll send you one.
Or just send me the link. I want to get one.
No, because I had sent you one. That's why I was like, why didn't you get it?
I didn't get it.
Something must have happened with shipping. I'll send you another one. I got two. I got two for me and I got you one.
Yeah, I love that.
It's Buddha. So I can say it in Hate Week. Do you know how crazy it is? If I, being a Buckeye, if I post something about the Buckeyes this week during Hate Week.
I'm going to tell Gabriella to send me pictures from Friday's game and I'll post it on Instagram.
Ew, you're mean.
I am.
You know, but let me tell you, this is how funny. So when you see it, you'll be like, why the fuck is she doing this? During Hate Week, if I post something about the Buckeyes, you are supposed to not use any M's. Because of the Michigan. So you have to use an X. So I would have to do X, a red X, and then E-L-I-S-S-A. No M for Melissa.
Got it. Okay.
So when you see me post about that, see, look at all the stuff that you're learning. We got to do like a football 101.
All right.
I wonder how many people do this.
I know football.
Like Hate Week.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard of Hate Week before.
The Buckeyes football game last weekend.
Football, but we're not really. Yeah, even little Louie, he doesn't really watch I mean,
he's like UFC.
Yeah, it's not on our house. Like on Sundays, he doesn't watch football. I mean, maybe at his friend's house. Yeah, he said because he slept over his friend's house this past weekend. He said they were watching the football game, but he's like, I'm not really into football. Yeah, he's really not.
I know,
either.
Because you know what's funny? I don't know if I ever told you this. So the first time that we met, remember, I was with Cynthia as Cynthia Bailey's date because her then husband Mike, who we knew all very well and I was close with, he couldn't go to your Ultimate Girls Trip premiere that was in LA. So Cynthia
guys, because there's a misconception about how
Melissa people are running their mouth.
Yeah, like they,
let's just say that.
Let's tell them because we already said this, but we can't say when it's coming out. But we already said it's out there how we met, but we should tell people again, how we met, because they don't, some people, they think they know, but they don't
know. Well, And then Teresa said in a nice way, some people are running their mouth and it's ignorant because they don't know the facts. So
That we met because of your husband, because he knows people at NBC or whatever like that. That's not true.
It's such bullshit. So you people running your mouth listening.
That's not true.
Get your facts right.
Tell them how we met.
So I was good. I had Mike on side piece, Cynthia's then husband.
Cynthia Bailey.
We became cool. And then through Mike, I met Cynthia. And like the four of us would go out to dinner, Josh and Mike and Cynthia and I. And Cynthia and I were really cool and we'd hang out. So Cynthia was like, yo, I have the Ultimate Girls Trip premiere tomorrow. Mike can't come. Do you want to be my date? And I'm like, duh. So I go. I'm back in the green room with her. Kyle Richards walks in. We have a great conversation. And then the other Melissa walks in. And then you and Louie walk in. And your attorney, Jim, pre-us meeting, because I had Jim on side piece. Okay. And we formed a great relationship. And I told Jim, hey, I'm going to the Ultimate Girls premiere. And he goes, oh, I'll tell Teresa to look out for you.
Yeah, he did.
So I'm sitting there, you guys. I'm sitting on the couch and Teresa and Louie walk in. And she walked right over to me. Louie walked right over to me. And let me tell you, some other people on the cast did not walk right over to me, nor did they even acknowledge my presence. Okay? I'm not going to say names, but some people did not. It's a small little back green room, okay? There's like 10 people in here, okay? Teresa and Louie walked
right. Well, there was not that many people on the Ultimate Cast
Trip. There's nobody there. So, like, not
enough. It was just us. It was the Ultimate Cast Trip, yeah.
So, Teresa and Louie walk right over to me. They say hi. Oh, this is who Jim was talking about. So nice. So great. And then Teresa and the girls get whisked off to go do their thing. And then Louie and I hang out then in the back. And we're talking and I'm learning about his story. And I'm like, this guy's really dope. Like, we just had great conversations. The whole time, Teresa, you were up there.
No, I know. Yeah, you hung out. You, Cynthia, and Louie hung out. Yeah.
No, Cynthia was with you. All the girls, the cast were together.
That's right. I forgot. That's where Cynthia was on my cast, right?
Cynthia was on the show.
Yeah, so you and Louie were hanging out.
We were hanging out the whole time. Yeah. And then there's me.
You know why? Because I had Cynthia on my head because that's how we met. I always say to people, we met through Cynthia Bailey. That's how we met because you were her date.
But Louie and I had such a great talk. And he told me about like building his business. He told me about his family that was like close in LA. Like we had a really good conversation. And when I like somebody, my way in, same with Josh, my way in is like, who's your favorite sports team? Because then I'm like, I'll get tickets.
And what did Louie say?
Was like, like what sport? I'm like, football. He's like, I'm like, baseball, basketball. I'm like, any sport. Like, just tell me something.
And what did he say?
It was such a miss on my part because he was like, I was like, dude, I'll get you like field passes. You're in Jersey. I'll get you and your boy because he was telling me about Louie. I was like, I'll get you and Nicholas. I was like, I'll get you and your boys like tickets to like a Jets or Giants game and go on the field. And he's like, of course he was so nice. And he's like, that's so nice of you. That would be amazing. But it was just so funny because I just swung and I had it. I just missed.
Well, did he tell you he liked soccer? Did he say soccer?
No, it was like, no? I focused more on football because it was, I think it was football season.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just so funny because like, that's how I knew right out of the gate. I'm like, soccer is not the way in to like get some love to Louis. Because
yeah, no, which like, is good. Like, you know, it's like, yes, we don't ever put football on Sundays, like when we're eating Sunday dinner. We, you know, we usually have movies on or just talk, you know. Yeah, that's, yeah, that's how we do it. Yeah.
But listen, all you people listening, just like Teresa, you go to your husband or you go to your partner and be like, hey, this is hate week. And your husband or your partner will like buy you a diamond. They'll be like, what? You know that this is hate week?
Yeah, I don't even know hate. I've never heard of hate week until hate? Just now.
You learn something new every
day. I'm sure Gabriella knows it's hate week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of,
yeah.
You cannot go to one of those huge schools, those huge D1 schools,
yeah,
and not know everything about it. Like, that is your in your blood.
And I'm sure Gia also, because Gia went to Rutgers, same thing.
Same thing. Yeah. Rutgers is good. Like, it's same thing. So everyone listening, there you go. There's your little like namaste bitches.
So we'll see. May the best team win on Friday. We'll be in touch on Friday. I'll let you
great.
Know who wins.
Can't wait to see you wearing the Ohio State yes. Buckeyes gear after
and this. I think Michigan's going to beat Ohio State.
You want to go, girl? You want to go? New Jersey.
They are definitely. I heard they're doing really well. Yeah, they just who? Won their last game. Who did? Penn State.
Michigan barely won their last game.
Penn State. They won. They right. They beat Penn State. Gabriella was there. Yeah, they won.
Listen, baby.
And that was amazing. Gabriella sent me a picture of the stadium because my niece goes there. And it was like pretty amazing. Like it was beautiful.
I kind of find it like a little sexy and hot when you're like talking shit to me. Hey, speaking of sexy and hot, yeah. Do you know what time it is? OMG!
Okay. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are good. You, James?
Good. Teresa, I just saw that you are on Variety's Top Reality Stars.
Yes, thank you. It's all over Twitter now and Instagram, right? Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
congratulations.
That's
incredible, Teresa. Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Really exciting. So yeah, I'm going out to LA for the party next Wednesday.
Next week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes,
that's awesome.
I'll be in the warm weather next week, yeah.
You'll be here in the warmth with me, Teresa.
Yeah.
So James is always like the love from James, the messages, like his response when I was like, hey, can you come on 2 Minute Bitches with us next week? And it was so sweet. He's been so like a countdown. Yeah. So James has been incredible since day one of Namaste Bitches.
Thank you, James.
You're welcome. Oh,
we
and
appreciate
I love
you, James, so much.
All right. Well, my question is, in light of the holiday, what are your favorite Thanksgiving side dishes?
Ooh.
I know, because matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to go shopping for Thanksgiving. I like to buy everything fresh.
Yeah.
And so Louie and I are going to be cooking for Thanksgiving dinner. And side dishes. Well, Louis doesn't eat vegetables. So
I remember that.
Yeah. So I was thinking like, I like maybe broccoli rabe. Like I was thinking of making broccoli rabe, sweet potato, mashed potatoes. And I'm going to make like a Louis doesn't even eat salad. he loves rice. He's a true Latino.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure he'll probably want to make rice on the side.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we all definitely sweet potato, mashed potato.
Do you put marshmallows on the sweet potatoes?
No.
That's too sweet for me.
me too. I don't put no syrup either.
Yeah.
I just
eat a freaking sweet potato.
Yeah, I like sweet potato just with butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like a regular baked potato. Like I only like it with butter.
Oh, that's
do you know I make yeah. so I like. I make, and I've been making, and the kids ask for it, these rolls, and they're handmade. I make them myself from scratch. Yeah. And they're actually, it's funny because I always joke, me, because I'm a pervert, I have to roll them into balls, and they're three balls then stuck into a muffin tin. And then they, you know, they bake and they look so beautiful. But you know me, I'm always like, roll the balls.
You gotta post them on Instagram.
Oh my gosh. It's so easy. It's so delicious. They are over anything. Turkey, the stuffings, anything. They are the number one hit. And I make, even if like three people are coming, I'll make three batches because we freeze them. I give them to everybody. They're so bomb diggity. I will show you guys. I'll make them and I'll show you how deliciously amazing they are.
James, any other side dishes that I should be making?
Stuffing is always good.
Stuffing. Yeah.
Stuffing.
I know. We made it last year and nobody ate it.
Nobody ate stuffing? Yeah. Well, you got to make gravy. It's all about the gravy.
Yeah. So, and then this year, to tell you the truth, I was telling Louis, I don't even want to make a turkey. I want to make a turkey breast.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
And I think we might make two of them because I think we're going to be like, going to be only like 10 of us. I think, 10 or maybe 10 to 12. It depends if boyfriends come. A lot of people. Yeah, 10 to 12. So I figured we'll make two turkey breasts instead of making the turkey because nobody eats the legs. And it's like the kids are older now. We don't need we don't need to take the picture of the turkey. You know, we don't need to do that anymore. I was thinking about making a turkey breast, two turkey breasts and a big ham.
Teresa, you know why I like to take a picture of the turkey?
Why?
Because I stick a huge knife in it. I stick a huge knife in it and I'm like, I'm ready for a Michigan feast.
Oh my God.
I'll post it. I'll do it and I'll post it. Uh-huh. And on my rolls, as I'm making the big dough, I'll put I'll write like an M and then I'll smash it and I take a picture of it.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're so funny. Yeah. I mean, I've never made a turkey breast before. So it's that's what I was saying. I said to Louie, let's just do that instead of making a turkey.
Yeah.
And so
put it in a crock pot.
I'll put it in a crock pot.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let the crock pot do it.
You know what? Maybe I should make one in a crock pot and one in the oven. I mean, because you know what? It's so weird you said that. I was thinking that. I was like, I bet your turkey breast is good in the crock pot.
That's amazing.
So, I'm going to look up some recipes for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, James.
I do have a crock pot. So that's a good idea.
That's amazing. We're so thankful for you.
Thank you, James.
For your support. Thank you for always being there and supporting Namaste Bitches. We just love and appreciate you so much. And have the best Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. You and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, James.
Bye.
Oh, they're so sweet, Teresa. Oh my God, this is Prithi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So excited to speak to you. Happy Thanksgiving from Wales.
This is our first England, Wales.
Welsh.
How beautiful. Happy pre-Thanksgiving.
Do you know what? I love you both so much. And Teresa, I've loved you from day one. You've been my OG from the day get-go. Honestly, I love you both so much. You're my favorites.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if we post something, like post anything on Namaste Bitches or anything, this one is the first one ever to and comment.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, I love you, honestly.
Thank you.
And her messages are they're just sunshine.
Streams. Streams.
They are streams. And I was like, we've been working. We've been working for weeks. How long have we been working? Because you are 8 hours ahead?
Yeah. So I'm 8 hours ahead of you. So it's 8 o'clock in the night here. So it's fine. I would have done this anytime just so I can speak to the both of you. God, honestly,
you
made my day and my life, actually.
Do you have any questions?
Yes, I actually have two questions. So I've got one for you, Teresa. So I've written it down. What advice would you give your daughters if they decided to join any of the housewives?
That's so funny. That was one of the questions at BravoCon. I wouldn't say no because then I would be a hypocrite because we're doing it. It would actually be on them if they would want to do it. Of course, I would love to support them.
Yeah.
So, And well, then I would,
they're gonna
I
get
would
the
be
best.
Their mom, yeah. I would be their mommy on their show.
Yeah, aww. That would be carry the tradition on. Oh, I love that answer. Thank you so much. And yes. Also, Melissa, can I just ask you quickly, if you were a housewife, what would your tagline be? And would you approve of it, Teresa?
Like yeah.
I'm putting you on the spot now. I'm sorry. And Teresa, would you approve of the tagline as well?
Okay, yeah, let me have to hear it.
Okay, how about this? Ooh, that's a good
Let's
one.
Let's go, Fred.
Ooh, I
yes.
like being that
I
want,
okay. I know, I'm sorry.
I might be a podcast host, but I'll drop the mic on any bitch anytime.
Oh, I love it. I love that. Oh, my God, I love it. 10, 10, 10.
I definitely approve of that.
Me
you.
Too. Big tick. Yes.
I
know. Hand drop.
Melissa, did you know that question?
No.
That was so good.
I just came up with that. You like that?
I love it.
Thank you.
I'm so, honestly, I love that. Honestly, you should use that every time you host a podcast. You should.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't know if anyone's asked me that.
That was very good.
Oh, yay. I'm
you
so glad.
It's pretty, right?
It's pretty. Pretty. Like the pretty
flow.
Pretty.
Pretty.
Yes.
Listen.
Yeah.
Your messages, your support.
Yeah.
It's literally a ray of sunshine. And just, yeah. We cannot thank you enough. You are
honestly
incredible.
You bring us so much joy as well. And I can't stress this enough. You are so loved in the UK. And we really wish that you'd have a Namaste Lip Bitches live here. Please,
thank
please,
you.
Please. I'm manifesting it. Giving you good vibes.
I love the UK. We have to yeah. come out there.
That's
yes.
an amazing and if idea. You,
yes, and if you come to Wales, I look after you, I promise.
Oh, my God. You're
invited there.
We should pitch that to go to London
yes.
next season. For the
you
London.
Should. Pat, are yeah. you listening,
Hello.
Pat?
I know. Yeah, Shut up. Come on. Yes.
I love
I
that.
It would be sold
you,
out.
I will tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I have to say, one of the most beautiful men yeah. that I've ever met was in London. I was walking.
Hang on, Lewis. What's
yes,
going on here?
I was shopping yeah. and this guy comes up to me and Carrie Ann had left me because I was there for a job and she didn't come out with me that night. And I was shopping, you know, by myself. He comes up to me and he's like, I would love to, you know, would you like to go for a cup of coffee or whatever? And I was so embarrassed. That's when I wasn't with Joe. Yeah, Joe was
hey, Gordon, did you do a little boom boom in the bathroom?
Yeah.
No, I was nervous.
Boom, boom in the bathroom.
No,
maybe
I was so nervous. That's like one of the regrets yeah. of my life that I should have went and had coffee with him. Yeah.
You
I
said no?
No. Oh, you're a that good was, girl, Teresa. You're a very good girl.
He was so handsome, I have to say. Yeah. So handsome.
What
yeah.
was his name?
I don't remember now.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, right.
So quick, I was so nervous. Yeah. And then, like, because I was just newly single. So I didn't have that suave, you know. I was not, yeah. you know, I wasn't with it yet, you know.
Yeah, you wanted to do it. Like, boom, boom, bathroom.
Yeah. No, I mean, trust me, he was so attractive, but like nothing yeah. happened. Yeah, I wish something.
Oh
happened.
My God, that's amazing. Well, we need to get by then. Wow.
That's a regret. If I could go back in yeah. time,
well, how about this? Yo, we yeah. have a show there. And then he
yes.
remembers yes. and he comes to the show.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
And then he can meet Louis.
Yes. Yeah.
Good to know.
And then he can be, I would love him. And this is my husband.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And this is what happened.
Pretty,
I'd love
amazing.
That.
We're
honestly,
so
you two are amazing.
You.
No, I love you both.
We're going to work on getting yeah. Namaste Bitches out there.
You have to. You have to. You are honestly, we love you all so much. Well, you, right, you have
you.
To now, okay? You have to. Thank
all
you
right,
so much for having me.
All right.
Happy
You've been
Thanksgiving.
A, and
Happy
you as well. Can I ask you just one thing? Can you just say a quick shout out to Bravo Iconic UK, Liam? Can I say hello to him as well? Is that okay?
Bravo Iconic
UK, yes, Liam. Okay. Yes.
Bravo Iconic in UK, love you.
Oh, thank
Bravo,
you so
Kai.
much.
We love you.
I love you too, even more. Thank you so much. You just made my day. I really appreciate it. Thank
Is that
you.
Your
thank
Instagram
you.
Following? Is that your Instagram following?
That's no, that's his. Yeah. That's
okay.
that's his one. My that's my for my friend, that is. So
okay.
Thank
right.
you so
love
much.
You
thank
love
you.
You.
Okay. Thank
Bye.
Oh.
So cute. Oh my God, I love that from London.
Were they amazing?
Yeah, that was one of regrets in my and that I always think about. I'm like, darn, I should have went to yeah, I should have, you know, went
Pat, yo, let's go. Live show in the UK.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. You guys, oh my gosh. I mean, is there anything greater to be thankful for than when we get this type of
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, no, I love meeting the you know, the fans.
Isn't
I love that.
Teresa, you don't understand. If we could have 50 on a day, that would still not be enough.
Yeah, but so what? There's how many weeks in a year?
I know.
So we have time.
So amazing. You guys, James, Pretty, everybody that comes on, every message, I promise you're going to get on. I promise I'm going to get to. You bring us so much love and happiness and just motivation to keep bringing you guys smiles and talking about the guy that Teresa wished she would have done a boom boom in the bathroom in London.
No, just met him and like maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Yeah. I would have.
Yeah.
I wish I was a little bit more of a whore bag. God, being married. But you guys, anyways, we're just so thankful. We're so grateful for you, for your love, your support. Please keep the DMs to me coming if you want to be on Namaste Bitches. Oh, also, you know what, Teresa? I don't think I've even told you this. I think it'd be funny. You guys, of course, send DMs to me if you want to be on Namaste Bitches for 2 Minute Bitches. But if you have any funny, like, stories from Thanksgiving, any funny, like, bloopers.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would love to hear about it.
Right?
Yes. Oh, so, my God, definitely.
Anything funny. It can be holiday related. It can just be in general, like, you were in an elevator with 5 people and you farted and it smelled like a skunk.
Ew.
Like,
oh my God. Yeah. Like we want to hear.
Feet.
Yeah. Stop with the feet. I'm going to kick your ass. Yeah. Stop. Yes. Please like share with us. Cause I love people that make me laugh and I want you to make me laugh.
So send me, DM me all that stuff. And we will, of course, who wants to come on, we'll have you on. And then, but anything else, like the messages, Teresa, then we'll do it in our TMI and we'll read them.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Okay, so don't forget, you guys, send in any holiday bloopers, any funny stories, anything, whatever it is, send it to me. And if you want to be on, and we, again, thank you so much. Thank you for listening every single Wednesday, for rating, reviewing your amazing messages. And by the way, we read the reviews, so you know who you are.
Yeah.
Let's say nice things. Good reviews. Follow us. We just love you. Your love gives us love and makes us so happy, and we can't thank you enough. And don't forget, if you want to see this, see our amazing guest, James Pretty, if you want to see us, the full video, you can go on YouTube, Herdat Media's channel, and you can watch it all.
And get
thank
our
you,
merchandise.
Guys.
It's right. Tell them where to get the merch.
Our merch is still hot and popping. You go to shop.herdatmedia.com. We're going to post more about it because we have a surprise special coming up.
I have a hat and I have
the hat
shirt on right now.
I'm wearing
the
sweats. Looks good.
Yeah. And we're going to add like a skull hat, a knitted skull hat. I was telling Pat about it. So we're going to put it on for next week.
And the other stuff. Remember?
You guys, so
we have a lot of cool stuff coming. We have a lot of stuff up already.
Excited.
So that's shopher.media.com. But we're going to post more about it. You can get the link on our socials. And just thank you. We love you. We love you.
Thank you guys. Thank you for listening. Love, love, love. And follow me at Teresa Judice. Melissa, where can they follow you?
You can get me at Melissa Fista.
And make sure you follow Namaste Bitches Pod.
And don't forget, have the best, happiest Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Love, happiness, and health to your family.
Love you guys.
Love.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.